top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrol. Here are the headlines. DAIC, the DHTA, and DMA seek to capture the perspective of the private sector on the impact of the DLP government's increase in the minimum wage from September 1st, 2021. PAHO Director Dr. Carissa F. Etienne cites a new report released by the ECLAC, which shows the COVID-19 continues to be fueled by inequality and says we're paying the price of chronic underinvestment in health. And six people were rushed to a hospital on Monday after a house exploded in a suburb at around 4:40 p.m. local time in a residential neighborhood of Plano, Texas in the U.S., about 20 miles north of downtown Dallas. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Wise Limited. First stop in the news. The Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, DAIC, in collaboration with the Dominica Hotel and Tourism Association and the Dominica Manufacturers Association, seek to capture the perspective of the private sector on the impact of the increase in minimum wage, which takes effect from September 1st, 2021. DAIC is requesting the feedback from business owners who are a part of the business support organizations, as the association seeks to validate its advocacy of business owners or employers' concerns with relevant data. Therefore, business owners are urged to participate in this survey up until Thursday, July 22, 2021. For additional information, business owners should contact the DAIC at 767-449-1962. Speaking to Q95 News on Tuesday, former Chief Cultural Officer Raymond Lawrence reminisced on his 36 years as Chief Cultural Officer in the Ministry of Culture and the many councils which he spearheaded and ensured the education and promotion of the country's culture. Lawrence says he is grateful to have served in this position. Lawrence retired earlier this year and Earlson Matthew now serves in the position as Acting Chief Cultural Officer.
Well, I just have a heart of gratitude, I think, to God, to the government of Dominica, to the staff of the Cultural Division, people I worked with all through the years, including Alwyn Bully, who was my first boss at the Cultural Division. He was the first Chief Cultural Officer. And all the people I've had to work with through the years, because in total, I've worked with the Cultural Division for 36 years. And just for having had the opportunity to serve in culture in Dominica, to serve my country and to serve the people of Dominica. So I really owe thanks to everybody and thanks to the Almighty Father.
Former Chief Cultural Officer Raymond Lawrence. This is Q95 News. A two-step approach of green growth performance and green benefits assessments can be used to evaluate the co-benefits from building COVID-19 resilience through Green New Deals, National Green Growth Plans, or Climate Action Strategies. That's according to Mr. Simon Antoine Jules Zabrocki, analyst of green growth performance measurement. The OECS has expressed a desire to incorporate the indicators related to the blue economy into the Green Growth Index. The collaborative project shows which activities were initiated this year, and it includes the review of relevant regional frameworks and assessment of how blue economy indicators can be incorporated into the Green Growth Index. This forms part of a conduct of series of educational webinars.
ISM recognizes that the close concentration, proximity, and link of island ecosystems, what we call from the ridge to the outer limits of the exclusive economic zone, or EEZ, through biological processes, ecological impacts, and human interventions, require a continuous, adaptive, and dynamic strategy which provides the necessary policy orientation to manage the complexities of these interactions for sustainable development. It therefore integrates and coordinates the decisions and initiatives of all sectors, public, private, and civil society, to ensure the achievement of common goals. In endorsing the latest revision of the St. George's Declaration in April 2020, dubbed SGD 2040, ministers encourage regional and international agencies to facilitate alignment of projects and programs to be in support of and consistent with its principles and priorities.
That was Simon Antoine Zules Zabroki, analyst at Green Growth Performance Measurement. Real GDP per capita in the ECCU had barely exceeded the pre-global financial crisis peak when the COVID-19 pandemic struck. Following the global financial crisis, the ECCU had several years of lackluster growth due to structural frictions and weak price competitiveness. This comes from the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union 2021 discussion on common policies of member countries press release, the staff report, and statement by the executive director for the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. The ECCU's tourism-dependent economies have various vulnerabilities. All countries are microstates that are vulnerable to natural disasters with significant socioeconomic implications. Prior to the COVID-19 shock, many countries were already highly indebted, led by Antigua and Barbuda and Dominica, with debt levels at around 80 to 90% of GDP. Several are highly dependent on uncertain citizenship by investment revenues, which could complement domestic revenue, but they are also prone to sudden stops. The financial sector also poses a major vulnerability due to its large size and persistent loan quality weaknesses. The economy has been hit hard by the pandemic, owing to the collapse of tourism. Tourism, which accounts for over 70% of total exports and 20% of GDP, has come to a halt, causing ripple effects in the economy. Dominica's real GDP is projected to contract by 10.5% and the current account deficit to reach 19% of GDP, supported by financing from CBI deposits and official loans. Dominica received financing from the IMF under the Rapid Credit Facility of $10.3 million, equivalent to 89.4% of quota, and took advantage of the G20 DSSI initiative to help fill its external financing needs. More news, 16 Dominican students are recipients of scholarships, complements the Swinging Janice Foundation and DGS class of 1984. This will assist the students in attending secondary school in Dominica when the new school term opens. The presentation ceremony took place on Monday.
Another thing that we, the class of 1984, do every year, we contribute to the pastoral care at the Dominica Grammar School. We put our monies together, we buy stuff, the things that the school needs. A lot of children, parents come to school with no breakfast. I'm telling you, in 2021, right, miss? No breakfast. So we make contributions like basic sugar, milk, chocolate or tea bags. We send cornflakes. We send things to make breakfast for the students. And personal stuff, you know, we send deodorant, lotion, everything, just everything that children need. We the 1984 students, we contribute to that. That's not boasting, but I'm just telling you, students, that when you leave school, those are the things that you need to do for other children. And those of you who want to, again, you can take it up at your school, because there are plenty of children who really need. So you can take that idea, the pastoral care idea, to another school.
It was Mariana Isaac of the DGS class of 1984. She was the moderator at the event. Meantime, James Stewart, the father of one of the scholarship recipients, encouraged parents to make time for their children and that the children show appreciation for the scholarships given.
Us as parents, it's just that let us make time out. Like I told my daughter and all my children, sometimes we parents, we tend to compete too much with our children, so we don't have time enough for them. What I want to say to us parents, let us make more time out for our children. Our children, our students, what I would like you to do, it is hard-earned money. It is sweat money. So what I would encourage our children, our students to do, Make the people feel good. Make the people feel proud that they invested in you.
Father of one of the scholarship recipients, James Stewart. This is Q95 News. Beginning this September, new high school graduates enrolling at Lead Institute will be able to do so with just their high school transcripts. The decision forms part of a policy adjustment on enrollment for the upcoming admissions cycle at the Institute. Traditionally, admissions decisions at Lead Institute, as is the case with other schools and colleges on island, were made primarily on students' official CXC results, with the minimum entry requirement being passes in five CXC subjects, including English and Math. Director of Lead Institute David Vital says to avoid disadvantaging students during the upcoming admissions and examinations cycles, officials at Lead have decided to implement the high school transcript admission policy.
CXC has announced that the official results will be released late in September or sometime in October. If we have to wait on the results for registration, then students will miss an entire year of school. In an effort not to disadvantage students during the upcoming admission cycle, we decided to implement the high school transcript admission policy. All students would have to be enrolled this year at least, is to present their fourth and fifth form transcript or end of year report. And based on that, we will go ahead and make an admissions decision. When the results do come out in September, October, they will have to submit those to us. Passes in five CXC subjects, including English and Math, would be the basic requirement. If they fail to meet the full requirement, then they would have to do some remedial programs.
Director at Lead Institute, David Vital. Enrollment for the new 2021-2022 academic year runs from now until August 27, 2021. Classes begin on Monday, September 6, 2021. Former police officer and electoral commissioner Wayne James warns Prime Minister Skerrit that the intention to haphazardly raise the minimum wage in Dominica effective September 1st, 2021 will cripple the workforce and small business owners because the Prime Minister and Minister for Finance did not create the economic environment for businesses to grow and expand. Mr. Rayburn Blackmore, Minister with responsibility for labor, stated that the setting of a minimum wage should ensure maximum benefit to the persons who will be affected, and added, open quote, "It is also important to note that the government of Dominica does not have a fixed minimum wage across all wage categories, but instead the minimum wage is set per category and seeks to cover the most vulnerable categories of workers," end of quote. The last minimum wage review was done in 2007, and concluded with the passing of an order which covered specific categories of workers. The new increase is supposed to benefit workers falling in these categories.
A number of other businesses going to follow suit. And I want to hear from those individuals who over the years have been sitting there and believe to themselves that Roosevelt Skerrit has been doing good in relation to the economy of Dominica. They have larger businesses, and I can tell you, I am certainly sure that they are crunching the numbers themselves, and they are going to have to send people at their home. It's no if or but about that. So what I'm saying, I do not want anybody in the world to believe that at any stage of this conversation that I would not like to see workers with a better salary. But at this time, this country is heading on the path like our sister country, Haiti, in relation to the level of poverty. And I'm saying to the Prime Minister, the Minister of Finance, so go around the table with the players in this country and have a discussion before this is implemented, because you will not see that you will not want. This is going to destroy the life and livelihood of a number of Dominicans.
Former police officer and electoral commissioner Wayne James. You're tuned in with Q95 News. The Director General of the Pan American Health Organization has cited a new report released by the Economic Commission on Latin America and the Caribbean, which shows that the COVID-19 pandemic continues to be fueled by inequality. Dr. Carissa F. Etienne told her weekly press briefing last week that unfortunately the Caribbean and Latin American region is the most unequal in the world. She urged countries to continue prioritizing health and social safety nets as part of their COVID response as they turn their sights to COVID recovery. Open quote. Social protection is key both to help people adhere to the public health measures that we know work and to rebuild more inclusive, equitable societies, end of quote, the PAHO director observed. You're tuned in with Q95 News. Here's the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 12 p.m. today, July 20th, 2021. A high pressure system is expected to be dominant across the area during the next 24 to 48 hours, producing breezy conditions. Patches of low-level clouds moving with this wind flow are expected to result in occasional cloudiness and brief showers during the period. Meanwhile, a tropical wave located in the central tropical Atlantic is expected to approach the area by late Thursday into Friday. Dust haze concentration is expected to persist throughout the week in varying concentrations, resulting in a reduction in visibility. People with respiratory sensitivities should take the necessary precautions and avoid further complications. Moderate seas are anticipated during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking near 8 feet along the eastern coastline. A small craft advisory is now in effect for above normal seas on the east coast. Six people were rushed to a hospital on Monday after a house exploded in Dallas suburb, officials state. The explosion occurred at around 4:40 p.m. local time in a residential neighborhood of Plano, Texas, about 20 miles north of downtown Dallas. The Plano Fire Rescue said a one-story home was entirely destroyed by the blast, the power of which was felt up to a mile away by residents as well as staff at the public library.
Investigation is underway in Plano, Texas after a massive explosion. Several people, including children, were injured. ABC's Megan Tavrizian has the dramatic video.
This morning, an investigation underway into what leveled this home near Dallas. Doorbell camera video from across the street showing the instant the house in Plano erupted.
It's like airstrike just happened at this house.
It was like if I were to grab you and just like shake you violently is what it felt like.
And there ain't a roof there no more.
The home obliterated, leaving behind sheets of debris. The car parked in the street in front caked with ash. One neighbor saying before the explosion, there was heavy rain, thunder, and lightning.
What I heard was an extremely aggressive lightning strike, and right after that, two big booms, and I was extremely confused.
Residents in the area saying they felt the impact of the blast 1 mile away.
The glass just shattered and blew inside.
My walls were vibrating, everything in the house vibrated. It felt like my whole house had shifted over.
Six people, including three children, were rushed to nearby hospitals. Fire officials say one person was inside the house at the time of the explosion. The other injuries were residents of the home next door.
You should cherish every memory that you have every day you wake up.
That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. DAIC, DHTA, and the DMA seek to capture the perspective of the private sector on the impact of the DLP government's increase in the minimum wage from September 1st, 2021. PAHO Director Dr. Carissa F. Atien cites a new report released by the ECLAC, which shows the COVID-19 continues to be fueled by inequality, and she says we're paying the price of chronic underinvestment in health. Six people were rushed to a hospital on Monday after a house exploded in a suburb at around 4:40 p.m. local time in a residential neighborhood of Plano, Texas, about 20 miles north of downtown Dallas. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. I am Richie Ferrall.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.